Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. God sent Moses and Aaron to tell the Egyptian Pharaoh to let the Israelites leave the land of bondage. Exodus 7, 1 and 2. God informed them, "I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt." Exodus 7, 3. 10 times in the book of Exodus, the inspired author says God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Another 10 times, the book of Exodus says Pharaoh hardened his own heart. Which was it? Did God harden Pharaoh's heart, or did Pharaoh harden his own heart? If God hardened Pharaoh's heart without his participation, how could God hold him accountable for his actions? We know God is not unfair in making a person evil just so he can show his mercy and grace. So how do we solve the dilemma we encounter in the hardening of Pharaoh's heart? The very first commentary on Romans I ever bought was written by Moses E. Lard and published in 1914. Lard was a very capable scholar. His comments on the hardening of Pharaoh's heart are based on Paul's discussion of the hardening of Pharaoh's heart, Romans 9, 18. Please listen to that verse. "Therefore he has mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardens." Moses E. Lard comments, "But when a man has so corrupted and hardened himself, as was the case of Pharaoh, that it requires the exertion of miraculous power to subdue him, and where God has exerted that power on him once and again without its producing the desired effect, and when after this he withholds the power, and the man still remains hard, let no one charge injustice on God. Rather let it be said, if he was unjust at all, it consisted in his excessive kindness to the obdurate and stupid heart that never responded to it. Where in the annals of time did God ever do so much to soften the heart of any man as he did to soften the heart of Pharaoh? And yet the world clamors, unjust. Had God, after the first miracle, opened the earth and engulfed the stubborn wretch, should we not have rather cried, right? How much less then, as matters stand, can we cry injustice?" Page 308. The simple truth is, God provided the opportunity for Pharaoh to harden his heart, but the responsibility for hardening his heart lay entirely with Pharaoh. Howard Winters wrote an excellent little commentary on Romans. Brother Winters' comments on the idea of hardening the heart are worthy of consideration. Those who accept the offer and obey its requirements are saved, selected, favored, Titus 2, 11 and 12. Those who reject it are lost, hardened, rejected, 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 through 9. God gives the plan to save all, but he leaves each man free as to whether he will accept the plan. God wills to have mercy on those who do, and he hardens, by means of the rejected gospel, those who do not. God hardens people only after they give him up, only after they reject his offer of salvation. Page 111. God will not reject any person who comes to him in faith and obedience. The idea that God hardens a person's heart, regardless of that person's will, cannot be harmonized with Scripture. Besides, the very idea that God predestinates individuals to heaven or to hell is offensive to right-thinking people and contrary to Scripture. Robert Greene Ingersoll, the notorious American atheist, reported growing up in a Calvinistic church. He said the young people in the worship service sat on the front pews of the church building. He said the preacher walked among the young people and asked them, "If you knew God had predestined you to hell, would you not be glad to go?" Ingersoll says every liar on the bench said he would. No wonder many people turn against Christianity when they hear that kind of soul-condemning error. The Bible teaches man's free will. If you want to believe and obey, you are free to do so. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.